Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And it's an amazing day. It's a great day to talk about amazing bridges. That's right. Over the next couple of days, we will be learning about some amazing bridges around the world. Well, this just makes me think. I mean, you've seen many different kinds of bridges, I'm sure. What bridge comes to your mind when you think about a bridge? Nathaniel, what bridge comes to your mind?
Well, I do think of a few, but one of them is a very famous bridge called the Brooklyn Bridge. The south part of New York City has the Brooklyn Bridge, and I've walked on it twice, and I always think it's very interesting to walk across it.
What about you, Carolyn? Do you think of any bridges?
Well, the first bridge I think of is the one that I can see from the kitchen window in my house in West Virginia. But there's also a very famous bridge in West Virginia called the New River Gorge Bridge. And it's very, very tall and very, very long because it spans the tops of two mountains.
That's so cool. There are many different kinds of bridges. I think of a bridge that I jumped off of. Obviously, it's not a very high bridge, but I jumped off into a river below. That was quite fun. Well, we're going to learn about different bridges today, so open your magazine and let's get started with the first reading.
Amazing bridges. Bringing cultures and people closer together. Bridges come in many shapes and sizes, from simple spans to architectural wonders. People admire their beauty. The Sydney Harbor Bridge, Tower Bridge, and the Golden Gate Bridge draw countless tourists each year. Bridges are an important part of our transportation system, too. Imagine trying to get to work or school without any bridges. Amazing design. While all bridges rely on careful engineering, some attract attention because of their interesting examples of design. The Magdeburg Water Bridge in Germany is a wonderful example and looks a lot like an optical illusion.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Some of the most breathtaking views in the world today are of bridges. Sydney Harbor Bridge, London Bridge, Golden Gate Bridge. In today's article, we'll learn about some amazing bridges from all around the world. But before we do, let's hear the vocabulary for today. Transportation. Transportation is a noun. The city is an important transportation center. Engineering. Engineering is the noun. The building's engineering is excellent. Canal. Canal is a noun. We are taking a boat trip down the canal. Concrete. Concrete is an adjective. Sandy drove the car into a concrete wall. Underneath. Underneath is an adverb. To get into the field, you will have to climb underneath the gate. Your more information words are span. Span is a noun. Optical illusion. Optical illusion is a noun. Sounds like we'll be learning some really great information. Let's begin.
It certainly sounds like there are a lot of very interesting bridges out there that we can learn about. And in today's article, we see that bridges bring cultures and people closer together. And the first sentence in our article says, bridges come in many shapes and sizes, from simple spans to architectural wonders. And a span is just something that goes from one point to another point. So earlier I said that the bridge in West Virginia spans two mountaintops. It goes from one point to the other. Continuing on in the article, we see that people admire their beauty. And what are some of these bridges that people admire, Nathaniel?
The next sentence has many examples. The Sydney Harbour Bridge, Tower Bridge, and the Golden Gate Bridge draw countless tourists each year. Countless is like saying you can't count them because there are so many tourists each year.
That's right, and we continue on with bridges are an important part of our transportation system too. And in this sentence, we see a keyword, transportation, and bridges are a very important part of our transportation system. What is transportation, Gabe?
Well, transportation is how you get around. So, do you take a bus? Maybe you take a taxi, the subway? These are all different forms of transportation. When we talk about forms of transportation, we think about those things. A bridge is not a form of transportation, but you definitely need bridges to get from one place to another in some areas. This helps with transportation.
That's right. So many times a bus will have to cross over a river. If you are taking public transportation on the bus, then you might need a bridge to get to the other side of the river. How else would you use this word, Nathaniel?
Well, I was thinking that while I was in the United States, my main form or main kind of transportation was by car. But now that I'm in Taipei, I mostly use public transportation to get around, mostly the subway, sometimes buses.
Yes, so there's a great public transportation system here, and it's important to have bridges in our transportation system to get from one point to the next. Now, continuing in the article, imagine trying to get to work or school without any bridges. Is that possible for you? How many bridges do you cross on your way to school or on your way to work? I don't cross any bridges. Do you, Gabe?
I don't cross any bridges either. I actually live pretty close by to where I work. But I do like this sentence right here. It says, imagine something without something else. Imagine trying to get to work or school without any bridges. I mean, you could use that sentence in different ways. Imagine driving without hands. Of course, that's pretty dangerous. Don't do it. You could say, imagine the world without mountains. Well, that would be pretty boring. Nathaniel, how else might you use that phrase? Imagine something without something else.
Well, imagine school without class.
Uh-oh.
What reason would there be to go? Or school without rules. I think it would be a mess at a school without rules.
That's right. Imagine the world without studio classroom. It just wouldn't be the same. Studio classroom is amazing, right?
That is right. And we're going to learn about something else that is amazing, the amazing design of these bridges. And continuing in the article, it says, while all bridges rely on careful engineering, some attract attention because of their interesting examples of design. Now, Nathaniel, you and I were kind of talking about this word engineering earlier. Can you explain a little bit more about this word bank word?
Well, it is a word bank word, so it's very important for today. Engineering is kind of like taking science and math and using them in useful ways, practical ways. Maybe for something like building bridges, but also for maybe making different kinds of structures as well, like buildings or machines. These are all different kinds of engineering.
That's right. How else might you use this word, Gabe?
Well, I think that if you want to go to school to study engineering, MIT is a good one for that. There are some other famous schools around the world where you could go and study engineering or to become an engineer. So there are different forms of that word as well. If you're studying engineering, you want to become an engineer of some kind.
That's right. Well, let's see if we can cross another little bridge and go see what Liz has for us today in the Grammar Gym.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. We see this sentence in today's article. While all bridges rely on careful engineering, some attract attention because of their interesting examples of design. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus is on the sentence pattern. While all, situation A, comma, some, situation B. This is a very simple but useful sentence pattern, and it's usually used in formal situations, especially in writing. Here are some examples. While all students have classes from Monday through Friday, some take special classes on Saturdays. Or, while all tourists visit the base of the waterfall, some take the extra time to hike to the top of the waterfall. And if you'd like to see some more example sentences, you'll find them in today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. Well, continuing in our article, we see that the Magdeburg Water Bridge in Germany is a wonderful example and looks a lot like an optical illusion. So this bridge in Germany is a great design, an amazing design, and looks like an optical illusion. So optical means your eye, something to do with your eye. So it is a trick of the eye, an illusion. And Gabe, I think you have an optical illusion for us, don't you?
Well, yes, I have a pen here. And if I move my pen in the right way, it looks like the pen is not straight, but it is rubber. Let's see if it's going right now. Does it look like my pen is rubber?
Yes.
This is a trick that I learned in the fourth grade, an optical illusion. But
well,
Carolyn, my pen.
Let me see that pen, Gabe. I'm not sure if it's actually a rubber pen, maybe.
It's not rubber. It's straight. Yeah, don't break it.
Oh, sorry. No, it's a real pen. It's not made of rubber. Thank you, Gabe. I'll not break your pen.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that there is some more illusion information waiting for us in the information cloud, and then we will see Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, friends. Let's talk about various sensory illusions today. Illusions are distortions in our sensory perception. They deceive and mislead us into thinking something is a certain way when, in reality, it's not.
For most of us, vision is our most dominant sense, so we're most familiar with optical illusions. That is, illusions that deceive our eyes.
The most well-known example is perhaps the mirage, seeing water in the middle of a desert when, in reality, there is no water at all.
Right. But there are other kinds of illusions, too, such as auditory illusions or sounds that trick our ears. One illusion is called the shepherd tone. During the audio test, sets of tones seem to be rising and falling in pitch, but they're really not. It's kind of like the audio version of a spinning barbershop pole.
Good example. And finally, there are tactile illusions. One of the more famous is called the thermal grill. It's made up of small alternating metal bars or tubes, half warm, about 40 degrees, and half cold, say 20 degrees.
Both safe temperatures, but when you touch the grill, you feel as though your hand is burning. But don't worry, it's not. It's just an illusion.
今天的课文讲到德国的马格德堡水桥，那这座桥看起来很像是一个 optical illusion， 就是视觉上的错觉。 Mirage 海市蜃楼就是一个 optical illusion。 除了视觉，听觉跟触觉也有他们的错觉。 Auditory illusion 是听觉上的错觉， Tactile illusion 是触觉上的错觉。 这就是今天的Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 Transportation 这个不可数名词， TRANS 这个字首有越过的意思， P-O-R-T 这个字根有运送的意思， 所以 transportation 是指运输或者是运输工具。 例如 Jason takes public transportation to save money， Jason 搭乘公共交通工具来省钱。 或者是 the transportation and lodging can be reimbursed afterward， 交通跟食宿费可以在之后申请。 继续我们看的是 engineering 这个名词。engineering 是指工程，例如 Taipei 101's engineering is revolutionary， 台北101的工程是个创举。engineering 也指工程学，例如 genetic engineering 是指基因工程学。如果去掉字尾的 ing engineer 当名词，我们学过是指工程师，但是如果当动词的话是指设计制造，例如 The hybrid car was engineered to save energy， 这部油电车的是为了要节能而设计的。
We're talking about bridges today, and not just any bridges, but amazing bridges, bridges that are very unique. Of course, bridges are often beautiful, and many people go to see them, but they might also have an amazing and useful design. Amazing designs like the Magdeburg Water Bridge, which looks like an optical illusion, is one example, but there are more to come in the rest of today's reading. Let's go there now.
Amazing bridges. As strange as it sounds, the bridge connects two canals and allows their water to pass over the Elba River. The bridge works like a concrete bathtub and helps boats avoid a long and difficult journey down the river. Another showcase of bridge design is the Gateshead Millennium Bridge in England. The bridge is made of two steel arches that tip up to allow boats to pass underneath. Each time this self-cleaning bridge tips up, trash rolls along the bridge and into traps at either end.
We are learning about some very interesting bridges today, and going back to the Magdeburg Bridge in Germany, we see, as strange as it sounds, the bridge connects two canals and allows their water to pass over the Elbe River. So this bridge is going over a river, but the bridge is also for water. It connects two canals, and we see at the beginning of the sentence, as strange as it sounds. And this is an extra phrase we want to talk about because it's quite useful. Nathaniel, how might you use this phrase, as strange as it sounds?
Well, of course, you use it when you're saying something that someone you're talking to may not expect. As strange as it sounds, I think I learn the most from bad experiences.
So that could be a little bit surprising and might sound a little bit strange to the person you're talking to. What about you, Gabe?
Yeah, actually, that one's a little more strange or stranger. As strange as it sounds, I grew up in Taiwan. You look at me, and I don't look Taiwanese, but as strange as it sounds, I did. I grew up here. Well, there are different ways you could use that phrase, as strange as it sounds. So use it today when you are talking with somebody.
That's right, and as strange as it sounds, we need to get back to our reading. Actually, that is not a strange phrase. That is true. And we also see another word in this sentence. It is a word bank word for today, canals. And a canal is a waterway. Gabe, can you tell us a little bit about a canal?
Yeah, well, it's a little different. It's a kind of waterway that is made by people, so it's not natural. A canal is a man-made waterway. Sometimes I think of sewage canals that allows sewage to pass through somewhere. That's not very pleasant. There are better, more pleasant canals in the world.
That's right. And Nathaniel, could you tell us maybe what some canals are used for?
Well, there are some very famous canals, and one of the first ones that I think of is the Panama Canal, which allows ships to go across or through South America around Panama rather than having to go all the way south around the whole continent.
That's right. So canals are usually made by people who want to be able to get from one point to another quicker. So they make a new river called a canal. It can also be used for watering crops. They need more water, so they make a canal. Well, continuing on, we see that the bridge works like a concrete bathtub and helps boats avoid a long and difficult journey down the river. So it sounds like this river is not very easy for boats to travel on, so they made a canal that goes over the river instead. And we see another key word from our word bank here in this sentence, concrete. Mm-hmm. And concrete is a building material. What can you tell us about concrete, Nathaniel?
Well, concrete has some different things inside of it. Usually there are some pieces of stone or maybe other hard things like that, like pebbles or gravel. But also it has cement, which is like a powder that comes from a rock. And when you mix it all together and it dries, it's very hard.
That's right. So what are some things that might be made of concrete, Gabe?
Well, a lot of houses or apartments now are made with concrete. They're made of concrete as opposed to wood or something else. You can also use this word in another way to talk about something that is easy to understand as opposed to abstract. So we have given you some concrete examples of how to use this word. You can understand that a house is made with concrete. That's a concrete example of how to use this word.
That's right, but we don't usually see concrete bathtubs, so it is in quotation marks. Well, continuing on, we see another showcase of bridge design is the Gateshead Millennium Bridge in England. Now, Nathaniel, can you tell us a little bit about this bridge and why it is a showcase?
Well, a showcase is like some kind of amazing example or demonstration of something. So here we're talking about a showcase in this bridge, and the bridge is described in the next sentence. The bridge is made of two steel arches that tip up to allow boats to pass underneath. I recommend that you go to YouTube, type in the name of this bridge, and see it for yourself. It is very interesting, but I think that there's an important word that we need to talk about here. What is that word, Gabe?
The word is underneath. That's right. It's from our word bank. And if you talk about something underneath, that means it is under. So I think about maybe lifting up rocks and seeing the insects or cockroaches running around underneath. How else could you use that word, Carolyn?
Well, if we're walking along and I see something on the sidewalk, but then you step on it, mm-hmm. I might say, oh, what is underneath your foot? Is that money? I think you stepped on some money, Gabe.
Nice. What is underneath my foot? That would be nice to have money underneath my shoe. How else could you use that word, Nathaniel?
Well, you might talk or ask, what's underneath the table? Is the dog underneath the table? Are you feeding the dog underneath the table? Something like that.
All right, well, we have one more thing to look at here. Each time this self-cleaning bridge tips up, trash rolls along the bridge and into traps at either end. So it's a self-cleaning bridge. It cleans itself. That's one of its functions. Right now, it's time for us to continue learning something with Michelle in the Language Lab.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 concrete 这个形容词。Concrete 在这里是指混凝土的或者是水泥的。例如 ,the city is full of high-rise concrete buildings. 这座城市充满了高耸的水泥建筑。Concrete 也指具体的。例如 ,the police don't have any concrete evidence to prove the suspect committed the crime. 警方没有任何具体的证据可以证明嫌犯有犯罪。最后我们看的是 underneath 这个副词。Underneath 是指在下面或者是从底下底。例如 ,I crawled underneath the truck to get my cat. 我爬过卡车的下方去抓我的猫咪。Underneath 也可以当介系词，意思是指在什么什么的下面。例如 ,Howard always hides his keys underneath his doormat. Howard 总是把他的钥匙藏在脚踏垫下面。Okay, let's get ready to learn more from our teachers.
All of this talk about interesting bridges reminds me of a bridge that I've been on that was covered in fog every time we went across it. And it was in West Virginia and very scary. And I wonder, have you guys been on a bridge that was kind of scary? We always called this one the Ghost Bridge. Nathaniel, have you been on a scary bridge?
Well, last summer I was acting in a movie and I had to run across a small kind of bouncy, shaky bridge while holding a real metal sword in my hand. And it was quite high, so I was a little nervous when I did that. It was kind of fun, but It made me a little nervous, too.
That does sound a little bit scary to run across a bridge with a sword. Gabe, have you had an experience like that?
Well, I just remember being scared reading the story, The Three Billy Goats Gruff, as a young child, because these three goats had to go across a bridge. The bridge wasn't scary, but what was underneath was very scary. It was a scary story.
It can be a scary story, but you don't need to be afraid of bridges, and we're going to talk about them some more. So we'll see you here again on Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain. Becky cried, but at last she said,
"When will they miss us, Tom?"
"When they get back to the boat, I expect."
"Tom, it might be dark then. Would they notice we weren't there?"
"I don't know, but of course your mother will miss you as soon as they arrive."
The look on Becky's face told Tom that he had made a bad mistake. It could be a long time before Mrs. Thatcher discovered that Becky was not at Mrs. Harper's. They sat and watched as the last bit of candle burnt down and went out. They were in darkness. Sleep came to them while Becky was crying in Tom's arms. It seemed a very long time before either of them spoke. And then it was Tom who said,
"Shh! Did you hear that?"
They both stopped breathing and listened. There was a sound like a very far distant shout. Tom answered it at once. Then, leading Becky by the hand, he started feeling his way down the passage towards it. After a time, he listened again. Again, they heard the sound, and it seemed a little nearer.
"It's them,"
said Tom.
"They're coming. Come along, Becky. We're all right now."
They were full of joy, but they had to move slowly. The floor of the passage was uneven. It wasn't long before they came to a deep hole or drop and had to stop.